Ashlyn Clancy is the Green Party candidate for the Kitchener Centre riding. Clancy is the current seat holder for MPP in Kitchener Centre. She was voted in after the by-election for Kitchener Centre in 2023. Clancy got involved with the Green Party during the campaign for Mike Morris. She has sat as a member of City Council and was a social worker. Clancy says fairness is the main issue the Green Party sees in Kitchener Centre.
We look at it as fairness. You know, there's about 50% of Canadians that are living paycheck to paycheck, and that means they can't afford a roof and food. So as a social worker, I always want people to be able to thrive. And so, you know, how do we address kids' developmental needs? How do we address their feeling of belonging and their mental health and the whole family's mental health? But I know that as food and housing and gas and, you know, heating has gotten more expensive, and I think that's by and large part of the greed that's kind of taken over our economy. There's greed in housing, there's greed in food, those big corporations, lots of greed in oil and gas sector as well, which has impacted our low income and middle income folks. So that fairness is a big part, and also really problematic priorities of this government spending billions of taxpayer dollars and starving our healthcare system, our education system, and our colleges and universities, because they're spending those billions in ways that aren't helpful to public, like alcohol in convenience stores, tunnels under the 401, 413 we're really against. So we agree with all the parties when it comes to funding things properly, but our answers are bolder, and we really focus in on that fairness and that economic injustice and imbalance.
Clancy says the Green Party will advocate for more affordable housing to try to overcome these issues.
We've taken a really creative and bold approach. So how do we incentivize people adding units to their properties? We believe in fourplexes and four-story walk-ups as of right across the province, just like we used to build communities before, because we know single-family dwellings, we need to build those too, but they're the more expensive type of home. So we need to densify within cities so that people can live close to where they work and play. We are really transit-oriented. We know that highways lead to more congestion. We want to really double down on making transit more comfortable, convenient, two-way all-day go, helping people get from municipality to municipality as well, not just to Toronto and back. And also that renter fairness. So I put forward a bill as MPP called Keeping People Housed Act, because in Waterloo Region, for every affordable unit we build, we lose 39. So we're not building them fast enough, and we're losing them really fast. So we need to stop the rent evictions that are plaguing our city. We need to stop the above guideline increases that are really enriching those big corporate landlords. We need to bring back rent control, because people can't budget when your rent could go up 30% on a dime. And that's just led to young people not being able to save. And so we do have a lot around people getting into starter homes as well, like getting rid of land transfer tax and developmental charges for smaller homes within Countryside Line. And we believe in a food belt. We need food security, especially now with tariffs. So really looking at those basics, roof, food, transit, and then just fund the thing. So we have a lot of similar, a lot of big just equity conversations around making sure kids have what they need at school, making sure family doctors aren't burnt out and that people want to go into family medicine, getting rid of the administrative costs.
When it comes to the tariff threats, Clancy says the government needs to invest in Canadian businesses.
Here, we need to change the way we do procurement to make governments want to buy local and cut the red tape to help people commercialize. Invest in that commercialization, because, you know, you can get $500 or a couple thousand to get your thing going, but you can't get the next bit of money to help grow your business. We need to support workers so that people aren't left behind. We know that we can do a green transition, a just transition. This is an opportunity. Our grid got so clean when we shut down coal under the Liberal government. We are almost back to as dirty as we were before. This is unacceptable. We know that solar, wind, hydro, and storage is the cheapest. We can redirect these industry jobs into industries that we can grow to build our energy resilience here. Let's build our food resilience, and let's invest in these companies. Of course, get rid of interprovincial trade barriers and support sectors locally. But we are vulnerable because we've created an ecosystem where it's easier to sell in the US than Canada, and that has to stop. So I'm optimistic that we can address that.
Clancy also advocated for human rights and climate change issues.
If there's something that matters to you, we make those hard votes. You know, Mike Schreiner was the only person to vote against the license plate sticker gimmick that basically bribed Ontario into the last majority 2022 win. We were the only ones voting against carbon capture as a climate solution, which is basically a way for our government to spend billions of taxpayer dollars and flush it down the toilet. Yes, I want those jobs, but those jobs should be producing something that's helpful to society. So I want people to really think about climate change as well. It's all interconnected on how we extract. We are extracting wealth from low middle income people. We are extracting fossil fuels from the earth and just shipping them off raw. It's a pillaging effort and it has to stop. We need to look forward, not just chase a headline. And that's what Greens do. We believe in keeping the CTS open. We believe in harm reduction. We believe in a two-state solution in Palestine. We're ready to say stuff. And put it in writing. So I encourage people to look at the future they want, look long term, not just something that's going to be a band-aid on a band-aid on a band-aid right now, or people who are shying away from really saying what they really think.
This feature is part of a three-part series of interviews with Kitchener Centre candidates. Other features include the Liberal candidate Colleen James and NDP candidate Brooklyn Wallace. Mix 98.5 News reached out to the PC Party candidate and received no response. The Ontario New Blue Party was unavailable for an interview. For Mix 98.5 News in Kitchener with the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Cora Cool.